Hallelujah. That's what they were trying to say up here. There is a covenant. There is an agreement. We are blood-bought as born-again Christians, and we can expect the promises. We can expect prosperity. We can expect forgiveness and grace and mercy and compassion. We can expect angels to be around us. We can expect healing in our bodies, in our minds. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, that's why we have the Holy Spirit. We become born again, and the Holy Spirit comes into our lives to empower us and to teach us. Satan still has power, but he has no authority. So when the Holy Spirit took Jesus out into the desert and he resisted by that authority he had over Satan, he didn't give in to what Satan was offering him. If you are in the world and partaking of the world, you're under Satan's power. But if you're in the kingdom and partaking of the kingdom, you have the authority. And that has to be a revelation to us. And so the Holy Spirit, when you study Scripture, the Holy Spirit, we're born of the Spirit. There's gifts of the Spirit. There's fruits of the Spirit. In order to understand Jesus, the Holy Spirit's got to teach you. And so he's a teacher, a counselor, a comforter, a strengthener, a standby. Amen? And so he wants us to understand that we have that available to us as born-again Christians, that how we can receive things from Jesus. The Holy Spirit will help you receive as you identify with the virgin birth and the stripes on his back and the blood he shed and his death and his resurrection. The Holy Spirit wants you to understand what that should mean to us and how we identify with that and how we can draw from that. The resurrection power. Everybody talks about the greatest miracle is born again. No, the greatest miracle is the resurrection power of Jesus. Amen? And so all of us here, when we become born again, we went into a resurrection. In other words, we passed from the old man to the new man. And we have to learn how to dress up in the new man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're still talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit power in our lives. And he's always wanting to teach us. And so God said, I'll supply your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So if your need is healing, if your need is finances, your need is grace, or your need is mercy, your need is a miracle, he'll teach you how to receive that. That's how God supplies our needs. He gives us the Holy Spirit. We get the written word. Then the Holy Spirit teaches you from the Word of God and in a given subject in the Word of God that meets your need. Everybody may not need a physical healing or whatever, but whatever you need as individuals, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to receive that. Are you listening? If you need love, the Holy Spirit will teach you from Scripture how to receive love. There's somebody who has an ear problem. Sometimes your ear kind of shuts off and it almost like there's a sound there. It doesn't last very long, but there's something going on in the inner ear. There's something wrong with your ear. And God is healing that right now. Right this minute. If you can receive that. That's covenant. That's under the blood covenant. There's something going on with someone's ear. And now it seems to be going away. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for that healing. Amen. Does anybody have a problem with hearing? Was one there? Anybody else? It comes and goes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He just healed that. If you can receive that, that's covenant, you see. And so the Holy Spirit is teaching you today that through a word of knowledge that he's spoken to you to meet that need. And he's speaking through me. So I'm standing up here by the Holy Spirit and saying someone's ear's being healed, you see. So the Holy Spirit's teaching you how to receive from God, how to get that ear healed. Amen? So we're going to talk about today, the Holy Spirit wants to continue about his power. And one of the things he wants to talk about is boldness. He wants to teach us how to be bold. Bold means courage, bravery, and confidence. And a lot of people are not brave during situations. They turn to reasoning and everything else. A lot of people don't have confidence in God. A lot of people don't have courage when they're going through something. And the Holy Spirit wants to be with us and to give us and teach us that courage, to give us and teach us that confidence. Amen? Are you listening? and to be that bold. You see, we should be so bold, saints, that we can believe that we can step in the presence of God because we're blood-bought. We're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In other words, we don't have to turn around three times and spit and fast and pray and do all these things and everything else. All of that stuff of praying and fasting is good. There's somebody's hip is being touched right now by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's someone's hip being touched right now by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have some things that go on your hip off and on, and it kind of is back towards your buttocks, backside, God is healing that right now. If you're having any trouble with that at all, God's healing that right now. God wants you to be bold and to accept that healing by confessing it. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants you to know that He's touching us right now. He's teaching us. The Holy Spirit is teaching us how to receive things from God. It has nothing to do with me. It's just me being obedient to a word that I receive or a manifestation in my own body, which I speak out. Amen? Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit wants to teach boldness. See, a lot of people ain't bold with the promises. A lot of people are afraid to command the hand of God to move on their behalf. A lot of people ain't bold with the promises or the blood of Jesus or the forgiveness of Jesus. We kind of whisper it, but God wants you to have courage whatever you're going through. And He'll take you through some scriptures here and teach us from Scripture how important it is to be bold. You need to be so bold with the promises of God that you overthrow your flesh. If your flesh is in the reasoning about healing or I can't get this or God won't give me that, God wants you to be bold. Amen? Hallelujah. So say bold. Boldness. Boldness. Means. Courage. Courage. Bravery. Bravery. Confidence. And all of that comes by the Holy Spirit in my life. I have Holy Spirit courage. I have Holy Spirit bravery. I have Holy Spirit confidence. In the name of Jesus. So it's not going to come from your... We all have a certain amount of that courage in our flesh and bravery and confidence and so on. So we're talking about spiritual, that things that come from the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about if your flesh is brave and you run over and help someone get out of a burning automobile. We're not talking about that. That's bravery. But we're talking about a spiritual bravery. That we're willing to come up against Satan and sickness and disease and principalities and powers and stand there bold, knowing that we have authority over Satan, authority over the world if the world's trying to dictate to you, because you are in the kingdom. I am in the kingdom, you see. We're going to have bravery and confidence, spiritual bravery, spiritual confidence. Amen? Spiritual courage. Because you know why? We're up against a spirit. Satan is a spirit. Principalities of powers is a spirit. Leviathan is a twisting, lying spirit. Amen? Apollyon is a spirit. You were born of the Spirit. Your spirit knows you, and God, the Holy Spirit, knows God. You don't know God unless you learn from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit what God's all about, what Jesus is all about, what the cross is all about, what the blood is all about, what the grace is all about. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you that. And then He wants you to have courage, you see. He wants you to be brave, to step away from your flesh that's trying to reason with you and step into the power of God, step into the promises of God. Be brave to receive that. Don't try to qualify yourself. Jesus Christ, the finished work of Jesus, has already qualified you. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's just turn to some scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's turn, first of all, if you would, Chris, to 1 Kings. 1 Kings. Chapter 19, verse 9 and 10. We're talking about Elijah here. Verse 9. There he went into a cave and spent the night at that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, are you hiding from some places and you don't dare to step out? Elijah said, "Listen, they've killed all the prophets that are after me. I'm hiding." See, what are you locked into? Are you locked into sickness? Because God, the Holy Spirit, is going to say, "What are you doing there? Don't you believe in my finished work? Don't you believe in my cross? Don't you believe in the gifts of my Spirit? What are you doing there? God the Holy Spirit will ask you that question. Be brave and be willing to step out of what is encaged you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he says, what are you doing there? Well, it was fear that drove him there. Sometimes things come upon our families and upon our finances that causes fear. But if you're listening to the Spirit, because you haven't been given a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, you see, if you're going into fear, you're being led by your flesh. If something is going on in your life, something is going on in your family, something is going on in your children, the Holy Spirit wants you to be brave, confident, spiritual power, a boldness to speak the Word of God against what you're going into or where you're at. If your family's being attacked, if your son, your daughter's being attacked, if your grandchildren are being attacked, we go into this mode of almost fear that something is going to happen to them. Instead of being brave, spiritual brave, confidence in God, stepping out there with the Word of God. What are you staying in that place for? The enemy's got you surrounded. The enemy's drawing you into this fear, drawing you into this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But that's the world dictating to you. But God says you ought to let the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus, the cross, the resurrection power dictate to you. This is the learning process. This is the school of the Holy Spirit, saints. Because everything you read in the Bible is spiritual. See, we think we know God, but the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says the Holy Spirit knows God. Your spirit knows you. So when the Holy Spirit, we become born again, he teaches your spirit. Your spirit transfers that into your mind. That's how it happens. Amen? Hallelujah. So he said to Elijah, what are you doing there? So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, God of hosts, for the children of Israel, verse 10, have forsaken your covenant, turned down your altars, and killed your prophets. And the sword, I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. But Jesus says, listen, you got all my power, my word, my spirit. You're never left alone, saints. It may feel like you've gone into fear. You've gone into some cave. You've gone into some self-mode of protection. You've built up walls around you. You won't let no one in. Like you're alone and this is coming down on you and you're the only one that's going on in your life. God is saying here today, you're not alone. You're in the kingdom now. You're under my blood covenant. You have angels around you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? You're not alone. You're not alone. Say, I'm not alone. God is with me. Say, the Holy Spirit has filled me with spiritual courage, spiritual bravery, spiritual confidence, and I'm going forward. I am the head, not the tail. I am above, not beneath. Ha, 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 devil! Yes, hallelujah. So today, I want you thinking about this. Where have you gone into? Have you gone into your emotions? Have you gone into your own reasoning, trying to figure out something that's going on in your life? Have you gone into reasoning why you don't financially blessed? And the Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you how to receive the financial blessings. I want to teach you you can receive the money like I taught Peter. Peter, go over and catch a fish, get the coin out of his mouth, and go pay the taxes. He can teach you how to prosper and get the money for your mortgage or whatever it may be. But all of that comes from the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. We need boldness, saints. How do you get boldness? I thought you'd never ask. Praise God. Turn to Proverbs 28:1, if you would, Chris. Proverbs 28:1. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The wicked flee when no one pursues. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Well, what do you have to do? You have to tell yourself, this is the Holy Spirit bravery and power and confidence in you. You have to tell, I am in right standing with God. I am in right standing with God. You've got to get your mind renewed. You're in right standing with God. Every promise belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Grace belongs to you. Compassion belongs to you. Amen? The gifts of the Holy Spirit are in you. It belongs to you. And you start off by a confession, being no matter what your body is going through, you're going to be brave. You're going to have confidence. You're going to have courage. This is spiritual. And you're going to start saying, I'm in right standing with God through Jesus Christ. I'm in righteous. I'm righteous. I'm righteous. I'm righteous. And for a while, your mind will say, but if you're in right standing, you're righteous, how come you're going through this? How come this is happening to you? You know that tribulations are for your glory? I never heard that. Well, you got to get in the Word of God. No one here likes tribulations, but it's for your glory. Listen now, we'll just jump over there if I can find it here. I turn to Ephesians 3, 11 and 13. Chris, 3. I don't want to read the whole thing. Let's start with 11. According to the eternal purpose, say, I have eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Keep on going, Chris. 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Okay. Wait a minute. Go back there. In whom we have boldness in him. In whom we have, it's in him, the Holy Spirit confidence, the Holy Spirit bravery, the Holy Spirit, you see, boldness and access, you see, it's not something you've made a way, but he's made a way with confidence through faith in him. That's spiritual confidence, spiritual bravery. And God says he wants to teach you. God, the Holy Spirit, says, I want you to understand that you have access into healing. You have access into grace. You have access into love. You have access into mercy. You have access into knowledge. You have access into wisdom. Hallelujah! I want to teach you that, the Holy Spirit says. Hallelujah. One more, 13. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. So he's gone through all this punishment, and we're going to have some tribulations, saints. We're going to have some testings. We're going to have some trials. But God, the Holy Spirit, says, I want you to have courage. Whatever you're going through, you're coming out of it victorious. You know why? He's already headed. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, it's for my glory. It's for my glory. Now, your mind will say, well, how can I get? Because the Word says it. The Holy Spirit, I want you to have courage. I want you to be brave. Everybody is going to go through some testings and trials of somewhat. What are you trying to produce from the Word of God in your life, from the Word of God? What are you trying to produce? To carry on the ministry of Jesus? Are you trying to get a hold of the gifts of the Spirit that are in you, and you're trying to cooperate with them? There's going to be trials. The enemy's going to try to get you into the world. And he's going to try to get you under his power. But you have the authority to resist that. Jesus resisted it when he went out in the devil. You can resist it, saints. The Holy Spirit says, whatever you're going through, I want you to be brave. But I don't want you to stay in that cave. I don't want you to stay in that place you've built around yourself. I don't want you to stay in that place, that mind protection that you have reasoned and built upon yourself. I want you to come out of there. What are you doing in there? Don't you believe in my finished work, saith the Lord? Don't you believe in my finished work? Hallelujah. Come on out of there. See, people peek out. No. Whatever you're seeing, if it's a devil, he can't hurt you. He can't touch you. You have the authority. You have the name of Jesus. You have the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Stop bawling, stop complaining, and start marching. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another one, Ephesians 6. Chris, Ephesians 6, 18 to 19. 6. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, that's in tongues, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints, one more, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth. See, it's not based on what you think. Open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. To who? First of all, to your mind. First of all, to you. You want to be, so the key here is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. That when you come up against cancer or sickness or disease or money problems or you've locked yourself into some fleshly thing, God says, I want you to be bold. I want you to step out knowing that I've given you the confidence. I've given you the bravery. I've given you the courage to step out that spiritual, to step out of that situation you're in and take authority over it. The devil is always trying to pull something. Amen? Say, my body is healthy. My mind is healthy. My blood is healthy. My heart is healthy. My lungs are healthy. My liver is healthy. My pancreas is healthy. My teeth are healthy. I'm calling those things as though they are. Because that's what the finished work of Jesus is. Calling those things that are not as though they are. Totally and completely against the mind, isn't it? You got to hold your hand out like this. Make a fist like this. Say, my hand is full of money. I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. You know, sometimes me and my wife don't know what to do. Money comes in from everywhere. I can remember one time years ago, we were saved and we was on the radio, live on the radio, and we lost everything. Radio went bankrupt. The enemy was coming in from all different directions. We had to walk the King Supers, freezing weather, man, and so on and so forth. We got behind 2 months in the rent, and all of a sudden we're sitting there one night saying, well, Lord, what are we going to do now? We heard the doorbell ring. So I said, oh, boy, it's a landlord, man. I think I'm going to hide. Shut the lights off! No, I didn't do that. So that's what Elijah did. Elijah went, oh, my God, I'm getting out of here. I went downstairs, man, and kind of slowly opened the door in the name of Jesus. And there was a lady standing there. She was all in dark, and she handed me an envelope, and she was gone. I went upstairs, and there was $1,500 in it. Ha, 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 devil! You didn't kick me out of this house! So prayer in tongues is going to cause my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries. So prayer, say prayer. Does everybody pray in tongues? Four people answered. Does everybody pray in tongues? Yeah. Raise your hands. Yeah. Praise God. I saw some that didn't. I'm not going to jump on you. I ain't going to get you up here and spit in your face and everything and say, speak it, speak it. If I spit in your face, don't worry, it's anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to Acts 9, if you would, Chris. Hallelujah. Acts 9, let's start with... 9:26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. Have you ever been rejected? Do you notice you can talk about God, but you can't talk about Jesus? Even today, even in Washington, D.C., even at football games now, that name Jesus really, really causes people problems, man. Don't say that. That convicts me. That I'm uncomfortable with that name. That's what boldness is all about. Speak in the name of Jesus. I was going through, I have this little thing I pull. If I go to Walmart and I don't want to be bothered, I have a black hat with a gold cross on it. I'm serious. You ought to try this sometime. The men will look at you disgusted. The women will walk by and go, knowing the cross represents Jesus. This is Jesus of the Bible, you know. But they won't talk to you. They're trying to figure out, is he a priest? Well, I am, and not the kind of priest you think I am. Well, I wore a Bronco hat one time, and my wife was here, and I'm putting the stuff in the thing, you know. And this guy says, you ought to throw that in the dump, and I'm good. And I said, can I help you? You ought to throw that Bronco hat in the dump. And he went on this stuff and everything else, and wife had paid, and she was standing over there, and he had finally got to his position where it was going to be his time to put the stuff in. And I walked up to him, and I said, listen, brother, have you got Jesus in your life? Yeah. You still need to get ready. Can you imagine if you talk to Jesus? Yeah. The Father sent me. But that guy said, yeah. I said, well, I'm a pastor. I have to be obedient. He asked me if you had Jesus in your life. Well, you don't act like you do. He got so red and so mad. All over a Bronco hat. Come to find out, he was a Raider fan. I wonder where he'd done if I had my cross on. I got right in his face, right up close to him. Boy, he could feel the heat from my body, and I said, have you got Jesus in your life? He wouldn't even look at me. Yes. How do we act? Are we locked in some emotions when someone asks us a question? Do we answer them lovingly? Do we answer them with the peace of God? Do we answer them with knowledge and wisdom? Do we call upon the Holy Spirit to give them that answer? Or do we just kind of slam doors on them and say, yeah, what, so what? No, I don't go to church. They're all hypocrites. Well, come on down, join us. Hallelujah. You can pull an Ellery sometime. If you're talking to somebody, I'm not born again. I believe in whatever, Hindu. And you see them smoking, you know, and they've got old clothes on. Their car looks like elephants went through the car. Well, how's it working for you? Oh, I don't believe in God. I'm a homosexual. How's it working for you? I mean, how many men have got on you last couple of weeks? Bold. Why? You want to see him or her free. That guy was full of ugliness. I better not say that. Okay, Lord. Praise. Oh, we're over here, 22. So they all rejected him. You've ever felt rejected? Have you ever been in a crowd and spoke of Jesus and everybody walked away? Verse 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him, how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. See, saints, We need to learn how to speak boldly. Jesus heals. Jesus has resurrected. Jesus will bring a miracle into your life. Jesus will bring grace into your life. Jesus will bring peace into your life. Jesus will stop every storm in your life. Jesus has risen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read now. I'm not a graduate of Dartmouth or anything. So if I mispronounce a word, just help me out. Okay? See, I don't pretend to be educated. Spiritually, I claim a lot. You know why? It's changed my life. I'm not in multiple sclerosis. I'm not in booze. I'm not in drugs. I have been locked up. I have carried a gun. I played Russian roulette with 357 magnums. That's why I walk on plastic. God's mercy. I don't have no varicose veins in that foot, in that leg. It don't ever ache because there ain't nothing there. There ain't nothing to ache. I have sometimes these phantom pains. No leg. You ain't pulling that on me. In the name of Jesus, you're leaving right now. Out! Be bold. Be bold to your body in the name of Jesus. Be bold to your mind and your emotions. Oh, I'm going through this. Well, he went through tribulation for your glory. You want the glory? Take a little test to get a little trial. Take a little journey once in a while. Oh, blessed Jesus. Verse 28. So he was with them at Jerusalem and coming and going. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, disputed against the, what is it, Hellenists? What is that? Thank you, David. He got the old mouth speaker, Hellenists. It's almost like hellish. You know what these were? Jews that spoke Greek. What is that? But they attempted to kill him. Have you ever been threatened? Don't pull your wings in. Keep being bold. See, keep having that spiritual courage and that spiritual bravery and that spiritual confidence in the Lord that he's with you, that nothing can take you down. When it's God's timing, God will take you down. Amen? Hallelujah. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. And he went out to preach and got bold and so on. This boldness is so important, saints. This power, this confidence. Listen, be bold with the word of God towards your mind. See, if you've got something going on in your body and you start being bold with the word of God, calling those things that are not as though they are, and start speaking no body, you're going to be healed, whatever that be, hip, back, or kidneys, or whatever it may be, cancer, whatever it may be, saints. You got to be bold with the word of God. You got to speak that into your body. You got to renew your mind with it because the spiritual power, the Holy Spirit, is in you to help you receive and conquer that which is going on in your life. Let me tell you something, saints. At one time, I got a check of $40,000 from the federal government. They were wrong, and I was right. I never got a lawyer. I said, Holy Spirit, you're my lawyer. And I would walk around this place, me and my wife, and we'd pray, and all of a sudden, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it was, here come the check. We're sorry. Ha, 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 ha. The government ain't greater than God. You know why the lions didn't eat Daniel? Because God said you didn't do nothing wrong. If you're in a mess and you didn't do nothing wrong, God will turn it around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, courage, bravery, confidence is the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you and I on this journey we're going on, this life journey, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have testings. You're going to have trials. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to be brave through all. Have confidence. Courageous. Be like a lion. Say, devil. You're going to be my dinner this afternoon. You're going to destroy him. You're going to walk in the light. You're going to walk in the love. He can't stand it. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I didn't walk out of a closet one day and become a pastor. I've had my little journeys. When I put my hand in the pocket, these are keys jingling. There was no jingle. When I opened my pocketbook, dust would come out. And now I sit in my little prayer closet, man. I say, ha, 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 devil! I'm blessed! I'm blessed with healing. I'm blessed with the gifts. I'm blessed with the fruits. I'm blessed with the grace. I'm blessed with his love. I'm blessed with his forgiveness. I am born again. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Turn to Philippians 1:20, Chris. 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. You know, a lot of people, wait a minute now. But with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, with whether by life or by death. See, Jesus has to become first. He's going to be magnified in your body. Listen to what the Word of God is saying to us. According to my earnest expectation, hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Are you ashamed because you don't have some money? Are you ashamed because maybe you lost a home? Are you ashamed because you might be lost an automobile? Are you ashamed because maybe your kid's done this, or your grandkid's done this, or your wife done this, or your husband done that? Don't let the world dictate shame to you. Let the kingdom be dictated to you. Let the Holy Spirit say, no matter what you're going through, just let the Holy Spirit minister bravery, minister courage and confidence, because you're coming out the other side, and you're going to come out all shined up, all brand new. And what the devil made for bad, God's going to turn it around. Hallelujah. But with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or death. You see, if you cross over, you're finished, saints. There's a mansion over there waiting for you. You know we don't want to let go. We don't. If you don't believe me, have $10,000 in the bank, and God says, I want you to give the $10,000. I bind you, Satan. What is more important, God or money? No, the love of money. If you love money more than you love God, you haven't died enough. I had a pastor call me one time bawling. He says, you're the one that taught me to take in this church, and they're all coming against me. I let him bawl and whine for about 10 minutes. I said, you know what it is? What? I said, you ain't dead yet. 15 years later, he called me again. He said, I had never forgot that. But I said, are you dead? Well, he wasn't dead, because one woman stood up and said, if I die, I don't want you at my funeral. He walked out of the church and left and never came back. See, my answer was said, praise God, thank you. I won't go it anyway. I ain't going to your dirt. Your spirit, if you're saved, is not there anyway. You got to get a little elephant skin. The darts won't penetrate it. You got to be a lion-hearted. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. 1 John 4:17.
Hallelujah. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he has so as he is, so are we in this world. Well, is he victorious? Has he resurrected? Does he have authority over Satan, principalities, and sickness and disease and everything else? Well, we're supposed to too. There was a lady sitting here last night, Friday night, and I was preaching, and you know what the lady said? Well, God loves us just like he loves Jesus. I said, you got that right. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. He has called us sons and daughters and kings and priests, the body of Christ, members of his body. Love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we going. See, everybody's worried about this and worried about that. You say, listen, saints, if you ever want to prosper in grace and the things of God, let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Stop getting in the reasoning. I'm telling you, saying he'll minister to you. See, I don't know what your needs are, although I spoke on a couple of words of knowledge here this morning. I don't know what your needs are, but the Holy Spirit does. So if you think your needs is money, but you need love, he's going to minister love to you. If you've got a storm coming against your life, and you think you have a reason, reasoned out an answer, what will help you, you see, he's going to minister peace to stop that storm. The Holy Spirit ministers to me every day when I ask him. I'm not going out there. You know, I was in bed this morning. You know how the clocks change and everything else. And I got one clock. You got to fix it three times. And I wasn't a good moon. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, and that thing wasn't gonging. I wound it back an hour, and I'm sitting there, and it wouldn't go off. Then I did set it, and it was 6, and it rang 7 times. I said, the devil's in my clock, man. You're coming out of there. Then I got this little one on the wall. It tells you weather and tells you, what the weather is out and the weather is in. I changed the batteries in it. Now it don't work. Now, up top it says, automatic. Automatic what? Yeah. Automatic aggravation. That's exactly right. Did you say that, Larry? Oh, David did. Oh, okay. Well, you know why? He knows that. Well, praise God. Get yourself a little black hat with a gold cross when you don't want to be bothered. Then walk all through the stores. Let them figure it out. And if they say, what is that? Say, I thought you'd never ask. Come here, I want to show you something. And share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Are you a priest? Absolutely, but not a Catholic priest. What does that mean? I thought you'd never ask. We got to be bold, saints. God wants us bold with the healing power of Jesus. God wants us bold with salvation through Jesus Christ. God wants us bold in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants you to be bold to your flesh, to be bold to your, whether it be your children. I was so bold, I was called down to the state hospital. There was a kid down there, and they had he was down like a hole, like, and I was down there with him, and there was a bunch of nurses and doctors that said, now, don't lay hands on him, don't touch him, you can talk to him, that's all. I looked up, and I went, and I didn't do that to him, but that's what I thought. I laid hands on him, and he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues. Bold! I was in Chapel Hills one day, and there was a lady working behind the counter. She was selling candy. Ellery, I got a terrible headache. Would you pray for it? Sure, stick your head over the counter. No, can we go out there? No, right here. Stick your head over the counter. And because we were bold, the headache left. And everybody gives you a wide berth. He's one of those. You bet it. You want to join? God wants us bold, saints. God wants us bold with the Word of God.
bold with the power of Jesus, bold with the resurrection power, bold with the grace. Bold. You see, the works of your flesh have got to be taken down. Don't listen to your flesh. I don't care how bad it is. Don't be like Elijah and go run in a cave and hide or get into yourself and hide. Don't do that. Because God will eventually say, God the Holy Spirit, if you're listening, what are you doing in that suffering? What are you doing in that? What are you doing in that pain? What are you doing in that financial problem? What are you doing in there? Do we have faith and believe in God? Can we be ministered to the Holy Spirit? He wants to bring us out of there. Everybody runs and hides in their own emotions. I'm going through this. This is going on and so on and so forth. And God, the Holy Spirit, will always ask you, if you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, that you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you, then why are you in that place? Well, obviously, you're listening to your flesh. Or some other brother or sister that can't find their way out of a closet. Hallelujah. You see, if I was hired by a board, I wouldn't last a week preaching like this. I was so discouraged one time, and I went home, my wife and I, I had a friend in the Assemblies of God, and I went to their college, the home course and everything else, and I said, Betty, I'm going to see so-and-so, and I'm going to get myself a church, and I'm just going to kick back, let the board do blah, 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 blah. She said, you wouldn't last 2 weeks. I said, oh, my God. But that was my flesh saying that. I want the easy way out. I want my vacation. I want my money. I want my salary. I want some shoes without holes. See, sometimes we just say things because we don't like the situation we're in. We really do, saints. And we accept things that has nothing to do with God at all about our situation. God is going to start saying this week to you, like he said to Elijah, Elijah, or whatever your name is, Jack or John or Bill or Alice or whatever, what are you doing there? Well, I'm suffering. What are you doing there? Why are you living there? And you're going to have to answer, well, Elijah said they're trying to kill me. That's why I'm hiding. See, all of a sudden he lost faith in God. What are you hiding in? God's rebuilding the faith and telling you to be brave, have confidence, have courage, spiritual bravery, and step out there because God will take you out of it. If the enemy can keep you in that place, that closet, keep you in that cave, you see, he'll control your life. If he can keep you in that condition, you see, if you got things that happened back in your life and you keep running the old film, you're living in a cave. Everybody here is special to God. Everybody here has the Holy Spirit that's born again. Why are you living in that stuff? Why was I living in MS? Why was I living in booze and drugs? Because sin is fun for a while. Do you find yourself hugging the toilet every night? Did you catch on to that? Oh. That's no fun. I'm telling you, because you've heard this message of boldness, courage, bravery, and confidence, spiritual. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you that. God's going to ask you, if you're praying to God, God, I need, why are you living there? That's not one of my promises. My promise isn't to cause you pain, a lack of money. Those aren't my promises. Why are you living there? Well, as a man thinketh, so is he. You must think that way. Life and death are in the power of tongue. You must be speaking death. Well, Pastor Mayo, I don't want you saying that stuff to me. Well, did you choose to come here or did God bring you here? If God brought you here, he wants you to hear this. I'm not trying to tell you I'm spiritual and I haven't been. Listen, saints,
If you ever saw my road map of my life, where I came from, I used to escape from jails and everything. I'm serious. They made me a trustee. When the God wasn't looking, I stole the keys. My wife said, I can't believe you're saying that. We weren't married, man. And I ran down this place called Capitol Theater. I snuck through the back door. And I sat behind her. She was in the movie with her girlfriend. And I went, well, knowing Betty, she wouldn't turn around. She figured somebody's trying to flirt, so, you know. And I said, hi. She went, I had my prison uniform on with a white thing, a trustee. Talk about a rascal. Someday I'm going to have somebody write me a book, and I'll tell you what, there's some things you never heard. But listen to me, saints, God has changed me. I'm a trustee for God now. He can trust me with the faith. He can trust me with the word of God. He can trust me with the anointing. He can trust me with money. Huh? Hallelujah. Did your shoulder get healed? It wasn't hurting? Does anybody have a shoulder problem? Oh, God. Yeah. Shoulder problem, shoulder problem, shoulder problem. Why are you living there? Now, I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just... Hallelujah. Ain't this fun? Ain't you glad you came? Everybody who's has a shoulder problem, come up here. It hurts, boy, when you can't comb your hair. You ever heard of shoulder lock? You better do exercise, huh? Well, yeah, but you have to put the towel up there. Hallelujah. All shoulder problems, right? One shoulder, both shoulders. One shoulder, one shoulder, one shoulder. One, one. One shoulder, dear. Now listen, you remember, Jesus does the healing. So don't go back there and say, go on, throw some rocks at him. No, don't do that. Close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, give us the boldness, the confidence, the bravery to walk in the Spirit and to receive. And let these shoulders be touched by you, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you and I praise you for the gift of healing right now, that the Holy Spirit is flowing into them shoulders right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to anoint them as your word says, Lord, and lay hands, Lord, and they shall recover in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why are you walking with this, dear? How old are you now? Can I ask you?
86.
86.
It's because of my heel. I have a spur in my heel.
Oh, do you?
So it does hurt when I walk.
Oh. So is the spur in the right foot, in the heel of the right foot right now? Let me just take this for a minute. Okay. We sometimes sell these for collections and stuff. No, I'm only kidding you, dear. You don't have to make any excuses, dear. I'm only kidding with you. What's your first name?
Margaret.
86.
My
God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Don't you wish, when you're 86, all you need is one little cane? Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Father God, right now, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to take that pain out of that heel right now in Jesus' name. That bone spur. All things are possible with you, Lord, and under the blood covenant, we call upon your promises. We call upon your resurrection power. We call upon the gift of healing by the power of the Holy Spirit for your glory, Lord, that it flood her body, Lord. When I touch her, Lord, that the shoulder will be touched, the heel will be touched, Lord, and in the pain in the legs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're expecting a miracle. We're expecting your love and your grace to fall upon her right now, Lord. I touch her right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Now I speak to the shoulder. I curse it right now, and I prophesy into this shoulder healing, healing, healing. Into this heel, healing, healing. Into these legs, healing, healing, healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit of it is taken out of her body right now, and I command it, go in Jesus' name. Go! In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're removing and adjusting muscles, Lord, and removing pain from her shoulders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She's going to have it fluid. She's going to have the oil of the Holy Spirit flowing into her shoulder right now, Lord. As I touch her, Lord, right now, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I release my faith in your resurrection, Jesus, and I connect it with Peg, Lord, in Jesus' name, that healing belongs to her, and her body is going to respond to the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shoulder, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I speak to this shoulder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to that pain. I curse it at the root in the name of Jesus and command it all to go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Flood her, Lord Jesus. Flood her, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I touch Alan, Lord, this man of God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I touch his shoulder, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Every bit of pain, adjust the muscles, Lord, adjust the bones right now, because you are God. And we thank you that the glory of you, Lord Jesus, rest upon this man of God, Lord. And the healing anointing by the power of the Holy Spirit is flooding his shoulders right now, Lord. And he is receiving from you, Lord, your love and your mighty grace, Lord, and quieting the storm in his shoulders in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Is healing in this shoulder right now, Lord, as I speak to it, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, all through the muscle, all through the bone. You are Lord. You are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over pain. And you have that wonderful authority, Lord Jesus, authority over our bodies because we're blood-bought. So we thank you and we praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that the healing anointing, Lord, the gift of healing, Lord, is flowing into. Shoulders right now, I speak in the name of Jesus. The healing anointing, Lord, the healing anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touching these shoulders, Lord, in Jesus' name. The healing anointing, Lord, the healing anointing, Lord Jesus. Oh, right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The healing anointing into the shoulders, Lord. Jesus, the healing anointing, Jesus, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord, the healing anointing, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you're causing the healing of this knee, Lord, to be rapid, Lord. You're involved in this knee, Lord Jesus Christ. You're involved in her shoulders, Lord. This is your daughter blood-bought, so I speak in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I release my faith in your name, Lord Jesus, what it can do to her shoulders and her body, and is doing it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her. Raise your hands to him, dear. Hallelujah. I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Let's say this is an act of faith, her raising her hands, Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing. Jesus Christ is touching her shoulders right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I thought you got healed last week, at least week before. Oh, you did get healed from that. Okay, now it's what? No. It's your back?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You believe Jesus can do this?
Yes. Amen.
Then it's gone. Let's go. Okay. What is he sick from, dear? What is he?
Everything the Lord said. You know, I know the Lord is can help him, but he's only 45 years old, and they say they get the bones like 80 years old.
Wow. Raise your hands there. His first name is what?
Javier.
Javier, right now, Lord, I speak to his body right now, Lord. And I ask, Lord, for the gift of healing, Lord, by the Holy Spirit to flow into his bones, to flow all through his body, Lord. And right now, Lord, I bind Satan from his body. You're the author of disease, Satan, and I bind you right now. I bind the controlling principalities and powers from his body. I bind that pain in his body. I bind that decaying of bones right now, Lord, and I speak. I prophesy into these bones in his body right now. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the healing anointing upon my sister right all through her back, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Before we go any further, any praise reports? You people are up here. Is it gone? Is it still there? If it's still there, don't say it's gone. Hallelujah. The pain is gone. Praise God. The pain is gone, Alan said. Hallelujah. Anybody else? We want to give God all the credit. Give glory to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Huh? She's laughing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we come over here and pick her up? Where's the helpers here? Pick her up. Is the pain gone?
Yes, amen.
It's gone? God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us a praise report about your son. When you get home, call him. He said, God said you're healed. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There seems to be a distance with you two about some things that God is going to resurrect in your life, your calling, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It seems to be a distance, but God says you're right up against it. And God's going to give you the understanding and the wisdom, what that means, that you don't have to wait a walk down the highway 4 miles. You've got to go through Holy Ghost training, of course, for what he's rising and bringing you into. But there's something special that God calls special. Every one of us here is special. And God has something special for our lives, and he's got something special, but God says you're right up against it. I don't know what that is, but God, the Holy Spirit, will reveal it to you. And because when you find out you're up against it, you'll stop doing a lot of things to find out what your call is. A lot of people do that. I did it. Everybody does it. But when God speaks to you today and says you're right up against it, you want the Holy Spirit to have your eyes opened to recognize what you're up against. Your ministry you're up against, so that you can get into it really quickly and start doing it. You guys are in school, right? I think you can do it right up there at the school while you're spending that time in school. I think you're right up against it. And the enemy would like to have you think you don't understand. You don't know where it is. You don't know what you're called to do. That's confusion. God's not the author of confusion. But God's telling you today, you're right up against it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My dear, there's going to be a change in your life. Something you never expected. There's some love of God that you haven't really experienced. Yeah, I'm talking to you in the black here. Yeah. There's some love of God that you haven't experienced. And God's got plenty of that. And he wants you to experience the love of God. And so he's going to move you into areas where God is going to flow through you and God's going to use you in a mighty way. And you'll recognize that that's the love of God flowing through you when you're helping people. Hallelujah. There seems to be
a padlock. You know what police put handcuffs on? This is not bad. This is good. Between you two. And God says, if you'll just continually start to agree with my word, my love is going to flow through you. And God says the weather has been bad at times in your life, meaning spiritual weather, but God says it's all over. The storm is over. And God's going to bring you into places of understanding and wisdom, and it's going to cause you to understand there really is a God, the Holy Spirit, operating in you. It's not just going to be today it's working. It don't seem to be working tomorrow. God's going to assign it to you and allow you to have authority in that area, you see, by the Holy Spirit authority, and you're going to be able to touch people and free people in some places. God says you must concentrate on the mind, the renewing of the mind, and people's, because God's saying to me to tell you, it's 90% of the problems in the body of Christ is the mind. And God says you're going to help their minds. You're going to help their minds. You're going to stand with her, and you're going to feel the love of God. You don't feel like you're worthy to minister, but God said it's all been placed. It's all been placed in you by the Holy Spirit. You are worthy, you are loved, and you will sense the love of God from this day forward more and more and more. You won't know at first why you're sensing the love of God, but God, the Holy Spirit's developing God himself in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to touch you too right now, Father God. I thank you for the impartation, Lord, of the power of the Holy Spirit into their lives right now in Jesus' name. So God is saying you two will touch and agree with my word, and you are to concentrate on the mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said you need to stop running the old film. You need to stop doubting. God says you have been receiving thoughts into your mind. It absolutely controls your life. You have put yourself down. The thoughts have put you down. God says from this moment forward, if you believe in the scripture, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Holy Spirit that's in you, you won't be all twisted up in your mind. You won't be deciding reason to go this way and reason to go that way. Well, I can't do this and so on and so forth. Your mind is your biggest problem. It is causing reasoning and it's taking you away from the kingdom. It's taking you outside of the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. God says you need to erase yesterday. You need to stop running the film about yesterday. You need to get out of guilt and condemnation. And God says, I will give you the power, the bravery, the confidence, the spiritual power right now to walk out of that. It's based on how you think and based on what you say. And God, the Holy Spirit's in you to say the word of God. And the Bible says, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. If you'll work at this, if you'll ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I can't get over my flesh. I'm always running the old film. And you say, help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will help you overcome what you're thinking, because what you're thinking is nothing but dirt. There's no root to it. It can't grow. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I free my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind you from his mind. I bind principalities and powers. I thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing. I thank you for a love and a grace, Lord. I thank you for a merciful God that will rise up in him. I thank you, Lord, that wisdom and knowledge will be opened to him by the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge that brings us into you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. From this day forward, right now, I deliver him, deliver his mind in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bind you, Satan, you're not going to touch him. Leviathan, you lying, twisting spirit, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. You will not touch this child of God. Apollon, you're not going to destroy his life. You're not going to bring suicide to him. You're not going to get him to try to think it's better off if he's not here, because it's better that he is here, because he's going to reach out in the power of the Holy Spirit and touch people that you've delivered him from, that they're still in it. So we give you praise and honor and glory that the deliverance ministry of the Holy Spirit is going to flow through him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Did anybody else just want prayer? I know we have prayed for shoulders and stuff, and there's been words of knowledge and everything else. If you just want hands laid on you for prayer about something, come up here. I know. Yeah. I want to trip over so I can sue myself.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise. How you doing, dear? Good. It's good to see you back again, brother. How you doing? Are you being brave and confident? Amen. All healed? Uh-huh. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We got this guy helping. We got this guy helping. We got this guy helping. Hallelujah. We got this lady helping. Hallelujah. What lady? Oh, yes, this lady here. Peggy's been helping for weeks and months and years in this ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ron, come up here. When he gets up here, someone get the board. No. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Jeff, pray for him. If they fall down, they'll have to, there's no catchers. I'm sorry. Pray for her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Pray for her. Where'd Peggy go? Come here, Peggy. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, guy?
Good.
Huh?
I'm okay now.
God told me to do that. Raise your hands. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your power, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, this finance is going to turn around, Lord. We thank you for rivers of living water, Lord, is going to flow out of his life in Jesus' name. And we ask the Holy Spirit to convict him, Lord, about commitment, Lord, about hanging in there, staying power by the Holy Spirit, being brave and confident, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the Spirit is upon him and in him, Lord, to cause him, Lord, to understand, Lord, the commitment. There is a chapter that God has given me, Luke chapter 16. He wants you to read it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What was his name?
Her name is Linda, and they're treating her for cancer of the brain, chemo, and her lung.
Father God, right now, Lord, I curse all this cancer in her brain. I curse all the cancer in her lung right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I curse it at the root. And you are the root, Satan, and I bind you right now in Jesus' name. It will come out of that body, and you won't stop it. I curse it right now. I curse it right now at the root. And I take authority over you, Satan. I take authority over your plagues in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord Jesus Christ, because of that power that you've given us, Lord, over Satan and over his plagues in Jesus' name. So cancer is gone from the lung. Cancer is gone from the brain in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. I call those things that are not as though they are in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There has been some concerns that have been just kind of floating around in you for quite some time. And God says the concern is not going to overwhelm you because God said, I'm giving you grace. I'm giving you grace. I'm giving you grace. I'm giving you grace. The Holy Spirit's going to minister grace. Oh, Paul said, Lord, take this away. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace, saith the Lord, is sufficient to bring you through, out, and over that. There's a change in your finances coming. There's a change in your physical body coming. There's going to be desires rising up by the Holy Spirit in you. You haven't spoken much about it, but it has passed through from time to time. Like you turn a light on and turn a light off, it has passed through you. Desires have come into your life, but all of a sudden it seems to be gone. God says when the Holy Spirit is finished with the desire, it won't go anymore because it'll be Holy Spirit desire. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, for the anointing upon his life, Lord, and what you're doing in his life, and that grace, Lord, that wonderful grace, Lord, is with him in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the peace of God upon this young man, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bye. Come here. Ron, come up here. Bring your wife with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come here, dear. You. Yeah, come here. I'm calling you people up here. I want you to pray over him. Hallelujah. He's got, if you want to know, he's got MS. Yeah. Oh, you know that. Okay. Get right in there. Lay hands there. Get right in there. Lay hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, when they're done, give me a call. Hallelujah. Yeah, give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your first name sitting back here? You've been here before. Rocky. You've been here before, ain't you, Rocky? You visit once in a while, right?
Been a while.
I'm going to call you a visitor, and that's good, but you got to visit God more often. You know what God is, the words God has given me to you? Wandering. You're doing too much wandering in your mind. You're doing too much wandering with people. You shouldn't be hanging around with some people because they got control of your mind. God says, I want you free, and I want you to stand up, be bold. Be bold with my word. Have you got Jesus in your life? Have you ever committed your life to Jesus? Have you ever said, Father God, I'm a sinner, I accept Jesus into my life? You've said that? I'm not going to question you. We're not going to... Give me a hand, guy. Father God, right now, Lord, I free my brother Rocky right now, Lord. He needs your peace, Lord. He needs to stop wandering, Lord. Help him, Holy Spirit. Help him, Holy Spirit, that he can grow up and be a giant for you, Lord Jesus Christ. That he will control demons and he will control appetites, Lord. And he'll control substance, Lord. He'll control that by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you for this man of God. I'm calling him that, Lord, because he is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Satan, you're not going to get in his mind no more. And we bind you, Satan. You're not going to send temptations to him no more. We free this man. We bind you, principalities and powers. You're not going to control his appetite and control his feelings. You principalities and powers, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And because he's Lord and because he's the resurrection and because he has transferred that power by his spirit into our lives, I'm transferring it into my brother right now and freeing him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Rocky. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Well, renewing your mind. How's your knees doing since I prayed for them? Same? No, don't be afraid. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. You got to keep in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a terrible thing, isn't it, MS? Or cancer, or disease, or plagues, you know? I'll tell you one thing. Satan is trying to put plagues on the body of Christ. Boy, we got to stand up and get bold, saints. We got to stand up. You can keep your body free. You can keep your mind free. You can keep your children free, your grandchildren free, if you'll just be bold and speak the word of God. And ask, always, always, don't lean to your own understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit in the Lord, in the name of the Lord, to help you. to help you. Because if you don't get help, you can't help nobody else. If you're in jail, you can't set somebody in jail free. You got to come out of jail. You got to come out of that cave. God says to today, what are you doing there? Right, Rocky? Rocky can't understand what he said. What's that all about, man? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, your glory, let it fall upon your daughter, Lord. The presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, the glory, Lord. Cover her like a canopy, Lord. Oh, cover her, Lord. Cover her, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, ooh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow. Boy, if I was a kite, I could fly. Praise God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someday we're not going to be able to move out of the pews. It's coming quickly. You weren't here Friday, but I had a dream, and I was lifted in the air 20 feet, and God says, tell them they're going to a higher place. See, you'll be able to take what I have. Where I go, you can go. We all can go where Jesus goes. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I just stand here, and I saw a big bell and a hand ringing it. And God says, it's dinner time. Not go home and eat for your flesh. It's dinner time to eat of the Spirit, to eat of the supernatural stuff, to eat of the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's dinner time. It's entirely up to you and I. Are we hungry? Hallelujah. You're going to get a miracle, brother. You're going to get a miracle, brother. You have a good heart. You have a good heart for God. You're going to get a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The reason why I didn't say his name, because I forgot it. I can't pronounce it right.
Victor?
Yeah. Like in Victor? Victor up in?
Yeah. He's a victor.
He's got victory, you mean? Hallelujah. See how it's going to be when we enter in? But guess what? Guess what? He said you can have the same thing on earth. Right? Isn't that what the Lord's Prayer is all about? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I just saw this really, really white, big, big, fat white worm in front of you two. And I saw God destroy it. He just touched it, and it went poof, it left. Whatever's been eating at you two is no longer going to be eating at you two. You're going to be free in some areas, and you're going to find a love for one another like you never had before. There's going to be a reborn love for one another, because that which was eating at you has been destroyed by Jesus. That means we're ready to fly. Thumbs up! Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love and grace and mercy and compassion. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, your gifts, Lord. We thank you for saving us, Jesus, and writing our name down in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us, Lord, that we have the privilege by the Holy Spirit to exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus, to be bold about you, Jesus, to be bold about the virgin birth, to be bold about the stripes on your back and the blood you shed and your death and your resurrection, Lord, to be bold about your name, Lord Jesus Christ, to pray in tongues, Lord, and build up our most holy faith, Lord, to release our faith in identification with you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we ask right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are in right standing, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will flood these people this week, Lord. And you won't have to ask them, Father God, what are they doing there in that place? because they have removed themselves by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. They'll no longer be there. They'll be stepping out of the caves and stepping out of the bondage, Lord, to serve you, Lord Jesus Christ, in a mighty way. Because when they step out by faith, you're going to be with them, and you're going to free them, Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to say, we know who God is. We know about the resurrection. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus for what's falling on this church and this body of believers that's sitting here today in the blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.